This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Feel free to hop into one of those if you want to sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us tonight. By the way, it's Ian.
And nobody.
And, of course, you can bring up anything that you want. We did spend the first hour talking about the issues raised in Russell Ulbricht's letter, his most recent letter from prison. We're not sure to whom it was written, but it was definitely, maybe he intended it as a blog post. It ended up on medium.com/@Russell Ulbricht, and I've linked to it on our social media. So if you want to check that out and share it around, I think it's important for people to, at the very least, hear from somebody who's on the inside of a prison, even though I'm sure a lot of people in the listening audience who are kind of that law enforcement crackdown mentality, you know, you got to punish them harder to make them stop committing crimes. The people who have that mentality,
the people who will be the first against the wall when the revolution comes.
Sure. The people, though, who have that, you know, do whatever you want to them, they're criminals kind of mentality. It's convenient for them to not consider them as human beings. It's convenient to ignore their humanity and treat them as though they're somehow subhuman and they don't deserve to be treated somewhat decently.
And that is the first step to war. When you start dehumanizing large groups of people, that is the necessary condition to going to war with that group of people.
Well, it is a war on drugs, but the drugs don't care if they get confiscated and, you know, put in an incinerator.
They probably don't like us very much either. Anyway, we set them on fire.
Right, but the humans that are doing this, I mean, if the purported reason behind the war on drugs, Rich Paul, is to correct people and stop them from doing drugs, because the idea is that it's somehow wrong to do that, which is a whole other question. I would say it's not wrong to alter your state of consciousness at all. It's a natural human thing. But even from the perspective of people who look down their nose at the drug user, if the idea is to stop them from doing drugs, then they've failed. They've had a complete abject failure at that, because the idea is, oh, looks like you're ruining your life with drug abuse. Now we're going to ruin your life by putting you inside a prison cell where there's no way you could possibly be a productive human being and make a better life for yourself or your family or whatever.
Yeah, and from the point of view of somebody who spent 22 years working with addicts, I mean, for one thing, there is absolutely nothing you can do that will reinforce somebody's drug addiction for them than cutting them off from people. Because as there's a great TED talk called Everything You Think You Know About Addiction Is Wrong. And I think it's absolutely true, and it's based on the rat experiments that we've discussed before, where rats in solitary confinement will use opiates or cocaine or whatever they're presented with
when given
in
the opportunity.
Addictive rage. Range will use it until they die. Okay,
but to escape.
Exactly. But rats that are in a healthy rat environment, the experimental environment was called Rat Park, and it was full of rat toys and other rats to play with,
right,
and have sex with and connect with. Well, the rats who had access to heroin or cocaine in Rat Park, they didn't die. They didn't even care about that stuff. They were too busy being happy rats.
Exactly.
It wasn't the presence of the drug itself is not sufficient to create the desire to escape from your existence.
Right.
And that's what drug addiction is about. And that desire to escape your existence exists before the use of drugs.
And so they treat drug addicts as though they're criminals, taking them and putting them into a prison cell, making it so they then have to, you know, tote around this felon label in a lot of cases for the rest of their lives, which limits their opportunities.
I can't even drive an Uber.
Right.
Because I'm too dangerous. I sold,
you sold
some
weed.
Flowers. I'm an undocumented florist.
It's true. And also, you know, I couldn't even drive Lyft, and I don't even have a felony on my record.
Oh, did they say what it was for?
No, but, I mean, it was. I didn't pass the background check, so I mean,
right.
It must have been for misdemeanor since I don't have a felony.
I would think so, depending on what else your background check turns up. But, yeah that's...
So, wow. You know, this is what happens, is people who have an issue, who may need help at some point, you know, they may not be ready for it at that point when they get arrested, but they could probably at some point reached out and used help, but they're not going to get any help like that while they're behind bars.
They might get therapy, but the trauma that's being imposed on them by separating them from human society is doing way more damage than any good that therapy while undergoing torture could possibly do.
Yeah, let's take these people out of their life, many of whom probably had a job. They were probably trying, you know, to earn some income to, at the very least, support their drug habits. But, they were doing something somewhat productive. And just pluck them right out of that life, drop them in this prison cell over here, and then force all the other productive people to have to keep them alive, to have to give them three hots and a cot.
Yeah, it's the only people who benefit from this system are the industries that are protected by it. And make no mistake, this is protectionism. This is about taking away the competition to the poisonous drugs that are produced by Big Pharma. They don't want you smoking weed, because if you smoke weed, you're not going to be taking their Provigil and their tricyclic antidepressants. Whereas I would say I don't want you doing that, because all of the people, for example, who have engaged in school shootings have been on Big Pharma drugs. Big Pharma psychiatric drugs. They are way more dangerous than weed could ever dream of being.
And not to mention that we found that cannabis and CBD, for instance, which is one of the active chemicals in the cannabis plant, is incredibly helpful for so many different maladies. There are people who swear by this stuff, and finally, after however many decades, it's now available in many places to actually purchase. And, of course, they have to constantly mention that you can't get high off of it, you know, because there's this mentality that the idea that altering your state of consciousness is somehow undesirable, that it's somehow subhuman, that it's beneath good people, that there's all this baggage that's associated with it. And nothing could be further from the truth. I mean, if you look at the sort of the natural world, you can find plenty of examples of the beasts out there, you know, the animals getting high. They'll eat flowers off of certain plants, marijuana plants, for instance. Deer have been known to do that. Mushrooms. Animals will also eat fermented fruits.
Dolphins suck on puffer fishes to get high.
Poison.
They're poison to us, but apparently it's just enough poison to them to give them to give them a buzz.
Have you seen that video?
I have.
Yeah,
I have.
It's pretty interesting.
It really is.
I think that was actually from a BBC documentary called Dolphin's Eye on the Pod, where they, because I actually watched the whole thing. When I saw this story about the dolphins getting high off the pufferfish, I'm like, this looks really interesting. I've got to watch the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it really was. What they did was they had, like, underwater camera devices that had been disguised as underwater creatures. So whether or not the animals could tell the difference, I suspect they probably could. But either way, the idea was they might not be able to tell the difference between a turtle swimming and a camera turtle, basically.
Did they actually go for the fake fake turtles, or did they just ignore the fake turtles and do their thing?
They just ignored and did their thing. So that was the idea, was that they were supposed to be caught in their natural element by these cameras that were not held by humans, at the very least.
Right.
So
not held by humans is probably a good thing, but I'm guessing that if it was just a camera sitting there, you know, the dolphin is not going to be like, oh, I don't want to be on that camera. The FBI might see what I'm doing.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, Donald Trump apparently has spoken out now about 9/11. And Rich, you found this interesting. You wanted to share about share that with us. We're gonna get into the story.
The title is Trump. I think I know who is behind the 9/11 attack.
All right, more on the way. Our number is 855-450. Free like freedom. You can join us on the radio. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm crazy about My Magic Mud. This is the most important oral care product created this millennium, and I'm not kidding. We all have different opinions on politics and issues, but we all have mouths. And I want yours to be as clean as possible, with teeth as bright as they were meant to be. I will never be without My Magic Mud. It's a little surprising, but man, does it work. If you only listen to one thing I say ever, go to MyMagicMud.com and get 20% off with code FTL. MyMagicMud.com, code FTL.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Are you concerned that the values that made America great are no longer taught in schools? Well, I am, so I got my son the Tuttle Twins children's book series.
My name is Jack, and I'm 11, and I just finished the Tuttle Twins series. It taught me about liberty, free market, economics, and entrepreneurship.
Give all the young people in your life a chance at reason and clear thought, because they're not going to get it at school. There are 9 books in the series, and each one teaches a set of ideas that children aren't getting elsewhere. Go to TuttleTwins.com and use coupon code FTL to get 40% off. That's TuttleTwins.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free and join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. They're open and available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. And that is, by the way, our chat service. It is super easy for you to use Discord to interact with other Free Talk Live listeners around the clock. You can head over there at discord.lrn.fm and get started over there anytime you want. It's there, and it's super easy to use, and it's free. And when you're on during the show, if you want to call in, just join one of the top four rooms called the On-Air Call-In Lines, and we will get you on with us. Coming up, Donald Trump is saying things about 9/11 here, you know, nearly 20 years later. And, Rich, you wanted to share that. But first, let's go to your calls and thoughts. We'll start with Don calling from New Jersey, listening on, I'm not sure where you're listening, Don, but go ahead.
I was listening to your last topic on the drugs and opioids. There was a commentary on this, Daniel Sittel, S-I-T-T.
Or that you're not allowed to plug yourself, and so we're just going to go ahead and drop you off there. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Sorry, Rich, you were going to say something there.
Oh, not a problem. I was, I'll ask you offline what that was.
Okay, yeah, no problem. Just a guy who constantly calls to plug his YouTube channel, and we asked him to stop at one point, and he never stopped. So we told him he can't keep calling.
Oh, okay. So that was him talking about himself in the third person.
That's correct.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's exactly what was going on there. So going on with Trump. In fact, I've got a Trump related story coming up here as well regarding Venezuela. But, Rich, what's the story with him in 9/11?
Well, first off, the source is Zero Hedge, although I believe it's a reprint from The Independent, and it's under the byline Tyler Durden. Now,
which is a character from...
It is a character from Fight Club, but I believe that he is the reposter and not the original author, but just so you have an idea of the credibility... And the title is, Trump, I think I know who was behind the 9/11 attacks. President Trump says he knows who was behind the September 11th, 2001 attacks, telling ABC News' George Stephanopoulos, Iraq did not knock down the World Trade Center, adding that it was other people, and I think I know who the other people were, and you might also.
Well, now that's interesting, isn't it? Because, you know, here we are all these years after 9/11 has occurred, and, you know, there have been so many political changes in the United States government since then, like the Patriot Act, of course, mm-hmm. that have been blamed on, or 9/11 was used as the excuse to bring about even more government control, even more rules and restrictions and bureaucracy and the Department of Homeland Security, which never existed before and all that. And it's been predicated on the claim that the government was telling the truth. Is Donald Trump saying he doesn't believe the government story?
I think he is. That's certainly how I interpret it. Although, you know, to be accurate, the government story has been for a while that it was 19 Saudi Arabians acting at the behest of Al-Qaeda and Osama bin Laden, who is also Saudi Arabian, mm-hmm. not Iraqi. But I write that off to just Donald Trump being Donald Trump. He gets right. details wrong.
Saudi Arabia, Iraq,
all
I mean,
the time.
The same part of the world.
Yeah. And it's really kind of irrelevant who he's saying didn't do it. What's relevant to me is when you say, I think I know who did it,
yeah.
you're pretty much implying that the common belief is a false belief.
Right. So. I mean, he's not saying that darn, you know, Osama bin Laden, he was the killer and, you know, we're glad he's dead. He's saying he thinks
being
he knows
Donald Trump, that could be exactly what it is. Maybe in like 3 weeks he'll come out and say, I was right. It was Osama bin Laden. But
he didn't get the news headline.
He's just behind the times.
Could
but,
be, or he hadn't heard
but
he got
let's
killed.
See what the rest of the story has
yeah,
to
sure.
say. Nearly 3,000 people died when 19 mostly Saudi terrorists hijacked four passenger planes, flying them into the Twin Towers and the Pentagon, while the fourth went down in a Pennsylvania field after passengers allegedly fought back. Astonishingly, the passports of three hijackers were recovered, two at the Pennsylvania crash site and one from the World Trade Center grounds. Well, nobody claimed responsibility for the
attack. Which is an amazing coincidence. I mean,
I mean, if I was going to get a bulletproof vest made, I'd have it made out of Saudi Arabian passports, because nothing stops those things.
Not even, an entire building on fire, apparently, could.
Yeah, I mean, with hot enough to melt steel beams, yeah, but not Saudi Arabian passports. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah. There are a lot of really good questions that surround the 9/11 attacks. There's no doubt about it. I think that anybody who believes the government story is just a paid shill, essentially.
I think they're either a paid shill or credulous. Yeah. There's never underestimate the power of human stupidity.
Sure.
But and more importantly, human denial, because humans have a strong incentive to find some set of rationalizations that lets them sleep at night.
Sure.
And, that gets much harder when you recognize that everything that the government says is a lie.
Yep, exactly right. By the way, the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So please do go on.
Okay. Trump segued from his 9/11 comments into a criticism of America's military intervention in the Middle East.
Really?
Calling it the worst decision made in the history of our country, and described the region as like quicksand. It was a terrible decision to go into the Middle East.
And this is a recent interview.
Yes. This
isn't during the campaign. This is something that this article is dated recently. I think I looked at it.
It's dated 6/17/2019.
Interesting.
By ZeroHedge.com, and they're not the first to pick up the story, so really we should look at the Stephanopoulos interview, and I will watch that tonight and try to get more data on it.
Well, I'm glad to hear that Trump is going back to his claims that he's not a fan of the Middle Eastern interventionism, because he certainly hasn't really put a stop to it. So talk is cheap.
I think what happens is he keeps getting hustled by his advisors, mm-hmm, where they'll be like, oh, we got to do this mm-hmm, right now. Don't, come on, people are going to die if we don't do what we say, and blah, 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 blah. And my guess is that that's what's been happening. And one of the things that indicates that to me is that he ordered and then canceled a strike in response to an Iranian attack, an alleged Iranian attack on one of our drones. Okay? When I say our, I mean there.
Yeah.
Meaning
the government, the U.S. government.
Right. So basically, Trump's drone got shot down, and I think he got hustled into ordering a strike that would have killed people in order to retaliate for that.
But he canceled that strike?
And then thought better and said, I'm not going to kill 150 people over a robot.
I didn't know that story. That's interesting.
Yeah, he canceled the strike.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I mean, despite the attacks that have happened under Trump, is he still the most anti-war president of recent history in the last decades?
Almost certainly the most anti-war since JFK.
More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
This is a special alert for business owners, consultants, coaches, folks planning retirement, entrepreneurs, and anyone who is saving and investing to build a financial future. You are likely aware that financial privacy for most people has recently died a miserable death. And let's face it, without privacy, there really is no security, is there? Bankrupt governments and banks on the verge of collapse are perhaps the biggest threat to your financial future today. The Lighthouse Law Club recognizes this and has been working diligently to provide safe, secure, and productive tools to ensure your privacy, your financial security, and your future financial well-being, despite the catastrophes which many people fear are looming ahead of us. Find out more with a variety of free videos on the YouTube channel for Lighthouse Law Club. Just search YouTube for Lighthouse Law Club and secure your future today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The House is sending President Trump a $4.6 billion humanitarian aid package. Before the vote, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi says it's important to get emergency funding to those who need it.
At the end of the day, we have to make sure that the resources needed to protect the children are available.
Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says, what was the holdup in the first place?
Got behind the administration on this. They've been talking for 2 months about this humanitarian crisis. It should not have been this hard to do this.
The bill did pass the House and Senate on a bipartisan basis. Stocks are mixed on Wall Street ahead of President Trump meeting with the Chinese president at the G20 summit. At the closing bell, the Dow lost 10 points to close at 26,527. The NASDAQ gained 58 to 79,68. And the S&P was up 11 to close at 29,25. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Toll-free, join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in lines over at discord.lrn.fm. And by the way, in the studio with you here tonight, it's Ian.
And nobody.
Talking about a surprising statement from Donald Trump. Evoking the 9/11 attacks and claiming that he believes he knows who committed them.
Yeah, see, I've scanned the rest of the article, and it's mostly rehashes of things that we already knew about 9/11 from that point onward. It talks about the dancing Israelis and also the dancing Saudis that were arrested across the way. Actually, I don't think the Saudis were dancing, but the people who were observing, who were observed celebrating the attacks in New Jersey. And it doesn't say much more about what Trump said, which is the important thing. So I think we can move on.
Yeah. Well, it's still interesting talking about, you know, some of the things Trump has done that are clearly de-escalations and sort of anti-war, you know, movements that he's been doing, not just in the example that you gave, which apparently, according to the show description from last night's show, which neither you or I were a part of, there was an article by Pat Buchanan that appears over at antiwar.com about this turnaround of Trump essentially canceling the strike against what could have been 150 potentially innocent people.
And Pat Buchanan is one of these people who does get some things right. I mm-hmm. don't agree with everything he says. I'm certainly not a member of his tribe.
Sure.
But he gets things right. Like
frequently with foreign policy.
We had minded our own business during World War I, there might have been no World War II. I first learned that one from him.
From Pat Buchanan, yeah. He does have some pretty good, pretty libertarian-sounding ideas when it comes to non-interventionism, at least from what I've seen.
Yeah.
And so, of course, it's not just that recent decision by Trump. He also did talk about being a peace president when he was running for office. And even after he was elected, there were statements from him about being in favor of peace. Now, again, he has, you know, under his presidency, there have been bombs dropped. He did continue many of the bombing campaigns under the Barack Obama administration. But if now he's starting to change how he handles those situations, that's interesting. You said off the air. Yes. I don't think you said on the air, but you believe that he is evolving.
I do believe that he's evolving, and I hope that he's evolving along the same lines that Ronald Reagan evolved along on this issue. There are a lot of things Reagan was terrible about, but you know, he right. sent the Marines in, and they had the barracks bombing in Lebanon. And Reagan just pulled the troops out. He was like, and he said to, I believe, to Ron Paul, because, of course, they knew each other. He said, I didn't realize going in how irrational that part of the world is. Hmm. And basically conceded that there was no good that we could do there. And that's the thing, is we're dealing with people where I keep using the we because that's traditional.
Well,
but
at least you're aware. You're becoming aware of it. And that's
yeah.
That's the first step to stopping it.
Yeah. Well. I used to consciously do that mm-hmm. so that when I was arguing with statists, I would generally use the traditional minarchist language just so I didn't have to go in and explain it to them.
I don't think it takes too long to explain, and it does a good job of sort of breaking up what's expected and maybe make people look at something from an alternative perspective of, oh, yeah, that's them. That's not us.
You yeah.
know? We're not yeah. doing this. We're not bombing people.
It's true. I mean, the club's doing it.
The government goons, the gang.
Yeah, the government goons on behalf of the club. And
now, what is the club? Is this like the Illuminati or the Bilderbergers?
Well, it's actually from a George Carlin routine.
Uh-huh.
It's a great big club, and you're not in it, and that's the yeah. club they beat. And the government is the club that club beats you with.
Sure.
You know, the government is their weapon.
So, in other Donald Trump-related news, peace-related news, I've been impressed. You know, there's a lot to criticize Donald Trump about. I mean, certainly his border patrol nonsense is garbage, protectionism, and, you know, we've got our critiques yeah. of Trump. We're not a Trump cheering squad here on
exactly.
Free Talk Live. But when he gets something right, I think it's important to point that out, just like we did when Barack Obama got a few things right, like when he mm-hmm. let some nonviolent drug prisoners out mm-hmm. toward the end of his sentence. And wasn't it Obama that pardoned Chelsea Manning? I think it was. Yeah.
Even on the tariff issue, and I hate to sound like a Trump apologist, but I think he's strategically wrong, but it depends on how you crunch the numbers, because basically he's acknowledged that no tariffs at all are better than bilateral tariffs. He just is unwilling to deal with unilateral tariffs. So he has mm-hmm. said to China, the United States will drop its tariffs to zero if you do.
So you're saying he's using bad economics as a negotiating tactic?
Well, I think he's using, yes, I think yeah. he is engaged in a trade war, but I believe that his goal, it's kind of like warring for peace, in that his goal is no tariffs at all, but his means to get there is, if you do it to us, we're going to do it to you.
It's a dangerous game.
It is a dangerous game, but he's playing it with politicians, and that's all they understand. So then it comes down to how is Trump going to do as a strategist and a negotiator? And I don't know. He seems to have done pretty well with Mexico, pretty badly with China so far, which is unfortunate because China is the much bigger game than Mexico, from my point of view. But, you know, let's see what happens. If Beijing blinks and all the tariffs go to zero in within the next 12 months...
You'd have to hand it to them if that happened.
Yeah, I might say that, okay, at the 5 years out mark, we will have made up everything we lost. Mm. But that's a great big if because Beijing doesn't like doing... the right thing.
Yeah, this is one-upsmanship, gamesmanship. It's dangerous, and you're using people's livelihoods through, you know, taxing them, basically, which is, of course, what tariffs are, where it's the American people who pay those tariffs.
Maybe that's what I'll use as a substitute for we, is instead of, just like I say Beijing, and you know I mean the Chinese government, I think I'll say D.C., and then you know that I'm talking about the American government.
The D.C. military, D.C. dropping bombs, that kind of
thing. Yeah, exactly. Because, you know, the easiest thing in the world to do would not be to secede from the Union, but just for 50 of the entities to kick the 51st out. You know, we could just throw... Washington, D.C. out.
Absolutely. So one of the other things that he got right was, at least mostly right, I think, was at the very least his beginnings of negotiations with Kim Jong-un.
Well, the fact that he will negotiate with him in good faith and that he has the intelligence. I mean, people were beating on Trump and talking about his love affair with dictators because Trump tweeted some positive things about Kim Jong-un at some point. And it's like, no, Kim Jong-un is an egomaniac. If you want to approach him, the cheapest way to get his attention is say something nice about him publicly.
Exactly. And Trump has, well, I want to continue on that discussion here in a moment, but I also want to make sure you know about AnyPay. If you are interested in accepting cryptocurrencies at your point of sale in your business, or maybe just personally, making it easy to take crypto like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, Dash, Zcash, and several others, it really couldn't be much easier than they made it over at AnyPay. What you do is you go to helpmetakebitcoin.com. You can follow the easy-to-follow steps there. Even if you're starting from zero, you've never done anything with cryptocurrency before, they'll help you get a wallet. They'll help you install that. And once that's up and running, you connect that through helpmetakebitcoin.com's app, which is the AnyPay app. And it's super easy to set this thing up. I mean, you can be accepting cryptocurrency within moments from going to helpmetakebitcoin.com. That's helpmetakebitcoin.com. So there's a development in the Kim Jong-un, Donald Trump sort of love story or dance or whatever it is that's going
on. I wouldn't say love story. I think Donald Trump and... regards him as a foe.
They're writing letters to one another at this point. There's more coming up here. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll tell you more about it on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Some funky beats right there. Those are not our normal music beds. I'm guessing something might have gone wrong at the network studios. Hopefully, things aren't on fire. Anyway, with you in the studio tonight here, it's Ian.
And nobody.
We're doing Free Talk Live, and that means open phones where you can call in to discuss whatever is on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE. The latest on Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un. Apparently, they've been having themselves a little letter writing going on between one another. They've been mailing what have been described as personal letters between each other. And we'll tell you more about that coming up here.
Are you insinuating something?
I'm not necessarily, but I think it's actually a positive development. And we'll tell you more about that coming up here. But also, something else that is positive is the idea of whitening your teeth by using an actually naturally made product like My Magic Mud. It's made out of it's black tooth powder made of charcoalized coconut shells and bentonite clay. And yet, when you put this black tooth powder and you brush it onto your teeth, it actually is clinically proven to whiten teeth. It's available in most health food stores, including Sprouts, CVS, Natural Grocers, and Walmart's Natural Beauty aisle. But you don't have to go to the store to get your My Magic Mud. You can just go to MyMagicMud.com. where you will save 20% off by using code FTL20. That's code FTL20 for 20% off at MyMagicMud.com. It's a great product. It's here in the bathroom at the LRN.FM studio. I use it. I actually use the toothpaste version that they have. Their original was just the tooth powder. They still, of course, have that. But they've come out with a few other products since then. They've expanded greatly, and they're doing great work over at MyMagicMud.com. Code FTL20, that's MyMagicMud.com. As we go back to your calls and thoughts, we can talk more about Trump and North Korea here in moments. But first, Ronnie is in Nashville. Ronnie, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Rich.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just had a question for you, Ian, and I hope you don't mind me asking. I had two questions.
Okay.
I'll make it quick. The first question is, I've listened intermittently over the years, and to be honest, I haven't listened in a while. It's great to hear you guys again. Whatever happened to that situation where the Fed seized all your computers and stuff? How did that all work out? And what do you think, don't you think that's kind of, obviously I believe you were set up, kind of like what they just recently did to Alex Jones. What all happened with
and
that?
And Julian Assange.
Nothing has happened.
Oh,
the
course,
the federal
yeah.
government raided the studios here back in just 2016. It was March, I think, of 2016, so over 3 years ago. They seized over 50 pieces of storage devices and such, so hard drives and flash drives and, you know, you name it, phones, laptops. They seized those things, and it's the last we heard of them, basically, since then. So that's that.
Have you considered taking action against them legally, like suing them?
No, it's really not worth doing because then you have to pay attorneys to go after them. And then by that time, you know, by the time you're done filing, you've already exceeded the cost of whatever the equipment was that they stole. So it's basically pointless.
Well, the thing that you would gain from that, let me take the devil's advocate side here, or the attorney's advocate side, which is pretty much the same thing. But the thing that you would gain is vindication, okay? Because as long as they've got that stuff, it's still, you're under investigation,
right.
And they just haven't found the evidence yet. Although they've had plenty of time to find any evidence that there is, and God knows they're motivated.
Yeah, it's just harassment, intimidation.
Well, but the counter to the idea of vindication, though, Rich, is the damage is already done from the word go. As soon as the raid happens, you might as well be a child pornographer because most people are just going to see the headlines that such and such as office and home raided, even though the headline has never come that anyone was ever arrested from that because they took 50-something devices belonging to a variety of different people.
Under the guise of that, but they were really looking for other information.
We don't know what they were doing, but they certainly have plenty of information now as a result of that because, you know, this computer here is not an encrypted machine. We've got people on it all day long, so there's, you know, there's...
And, you know, the most embarrassing part of that is probably the porn you actually watch, like Latino MILF.
We're here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. But no, I don't... To my knowledge, there's no porn on this machine here either way. But the nice thing is that they didn't plant any, or at least they haven't yet.
I give them props for that, having, you know, watched them perjure themselves in the past.
Right.
At least they haven't. You've got a good point there.
It suggests that maybe they don't want us that bad, but then again, why go through all the trouble? It's very strange.
I have a theory as to why they haven't done that, which is they do that kind of thing and then they force you into a plea bargain. But they know that you would demand a jury trial and that you would put up the absolute best fight you could against those charges, and you wouldn't bend over for them. So they don't want to expose themselves by bringing you to trial on trumped up charges. I think it's purely a political decision on their part. They're not above doing that.
Did you hear that? He did mention that Alex Jones had an issue recently with child pornography, apparently being found on a server. Of his. So they actually, in Jones's case, apparently did find child pornography. Now, I don't
Although it's just as possible that they planted that.
It's possible anybody could have put it there, right? Like,
absolutely.
You know, was it necessarily Jones? I mean, presumably they haven't arrested Jones, so that suggests that they don't necessarily think that he was behind it or that they don't have enough evidence to prove that he was behind it. But you know, it's interesting that that happened to him.
Yeah, well, it's also interesting how frequently they find the sort of accusation, especially when it turns out to be unfounded, in the case of a lot of politically prominent people, a lot of people who make noise, which says to me that they're definitely, you know, they have to be not only in some cases trumping up charges, but the other thing is once you become noticeable, the FBI is going to start looking into your background, and I think that's used in order to create a chilling effect on free speech.
Yeah,
Don't
criticize the FBI.
Yeah, and that's the purpose of a lot of these laws, too, because you know, Nixon, for example, when Ehrlichmeyer got out of jail, Ehrlichmeyer basically said the war on marijuana especially was ramped up by Nixon because he hated two groups of people beyond all others, and they were black folks and hippies. You know, and basically he was able through the drug war to go in and kick down our doors and you know, vilify us on the news every night. And he was able to do that because of the war on drugs. And that's why he did it.
So if you want to join the conversation, you're welcome to do so. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Donald Trump was in the news recently because he's received a letter from Kim Jong-un. And according to the report of the BBC, Trump has written a letter to Kim Jong-un. So, and I believe Kim has written him. Anyway, Kim praised the letter as, quote, excellent, and said he would, quote, seriously contemplate the interesting content, unquote, according to the KCNA state news agency in North Korea. He also praised Trump's, quote, extraordinary courage, unquote.
Now, do we know the content of the letter, or do we only know the content of his comments?
We only have the comments here, but we do know...
I'm really intrigued to figure out what Trump said to him to get that reaction.
Well, because remember, I don't know if you were aware, but they've had two of their summits so far. So the first one was in, I think, April or June or somewhere in this early summer of last year.
Didn't Kim whack a couple of guys after one of those things?
Recently, they claimed that Kim has put some of his agents to death, and then some of them showed up that they were still alive. So it's not really clear what the truth is about that situation.
Oh, wow. I wonder if that was some elaborate face-saving.
Well, so what happened was they had a really great first summit a year ago, and then they had another one during the winter time, I think, this year. Maybe it was the end of last year, but anyway, a few months back, they had another one. And at the second one, things seemed to kind of fall apart a little bit. The summit didn't go for as long as it was expected to go. The parties kind of went their separate ways. So the claim.
So maybe the sacrifice of the AIDS or the symbolic false sacrifice of the AIDS was a way to recover from that.
Well, I don't know, but I do know that that you know, it's interesting to see Trump sort of reaching out on his own, because the allegations at the time by the North Korean news agency, which of course is, you know, the state arm of propaganda, was that the U.S. wanted too much, that their demands were too great, and that Kim basically walked from the negotiation table, was the claim.
Okay.
And so what the truth actually is, we don't know, because nobody was actually there to witness it. These are closed-door negotiations.
Nobody trustworthy would ever have been let in.
Sure, yeah. So, you know, it's interesting that they are continuing a conversation in letter format. We got more on the way. You can join us here on Free Talk Live. Hour 3's next.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale. Totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.